Hello.
Hi, is this Max?
Yes.
Hi, Max. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I did get your email. So I did speak with my supervisor. Now, I mean, obviously, this is a position we're actively filling. Now, you are still going to be a new business, you know, a couple weeks from now, a month from now, but the pricing would still apply, that $299, but the position would probably be filled by then. It's our job to fill it. So what I asked my supervisor if I could do is to kind of make an exception to what is our friends and family rate. Now, the friends and family rate does a few things. It does reduce the cost of the service from even $299, which is the lowest rate that we typically offer to the public, our new and business rate. It drops it all the way down to $249. Now, the best part about it is that would be the rate that you would stay with. So it would save you $600 over the course of a year. And it also comes with what's called a six-week first month. So it's exactly like it sounds. Instead of billing on today's date, the 27th, and then billing again on June 27th, you wouldn't even have a payment scheduled at all in June. Your next payment would be July 10th. And future billing would be on the 10th. So we're pushing out not just your next payment, but every payment after that. So you're basically getting half a month for free, give you plenty of time for the jobs to come in, offset the cost of not only our service, but pay in for leads as well. And then instead of the $299 that I quoted you earlier, it would be $249. That's the price that would start, the price that would stay. So you'd be looking at $249 out the door today, and then your next payment would be July 10th and future payments on the 10th of the month moving forward. Still month to month, still that fixed rate, it would stay at $249. Would that work
okay
for you?
Let me run inside real quick, and then I'm gonna have you say that one more time just so she can
sure
hear it.
I'm more than happy to, yeah. I mean, I know that one of the other pricing directors got that approved, I think it was Thursday or Wednesday last week, and I thought I would take a shot at it. I've been with the company for a long time, so I'm not really surprised that he's allowing me to do that for you guys. I'm happy that he is.
Okay, all right. So I'm here with her now. Would you mind saying that one more time? So this is the advertising that we said.
Perfect.
We couldn't do yet.
Yeah, so it is our job to fill the listing. Now, you guys are qualifying already for $299, which is a reduced rate for a younger company. You'd still be a younger company in our eyes up to the point that you reach 1 year. But we are filling the position today. So what I asked my supervisor is if he could make an exception and let me do a friends and family rate. Now, the friends and family rate does two things that are really important. First of all, it reduces the cost of the service down to $249, not $299, and that would be your fixed rate. So it wouldn't go up to $299, it would stay at $249. And the other thing that it does to make it a lot easier for you guys is it comes with a six-week first month, which is exactly like it sounds. It would bill today for $249, but instead of billing on the 27th of the month moving forward, there wouldn't even be a payment in July at all. The next payment would be scheduled July 10th, and future billing would be on the 10th of the month moving forward. So you get half a month for free, reduce pricing down to $249, give you more than enough time for us to get this going, get the jobs coming in, make it a lot easier for that next payment on the 10th of July, and again, it'd be $249, not $299. It's a fixed rate. It's a flat rate. It'll never go up. It's to the penny. It is still month to month. You can stop it anytime, and you can pause it too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, pause the service seasonally, you can pause it. When it's paused, we pause everything, including the billing. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. We don't take anything down, but the one thing we would pause, of course, is the Facebook ads, because that comes out of the budget, which in this case would be $249. You're still getting the original $100 of Facebook ads. We're just reducing the overall cost of the service.
Okay. Honestly, with the six-week thing, that makes it much easier.
Yeah.
I think with that, we could probably do it.
Well, I am really glad to hear that. And, you know, I know that you've got that contract with Angie. This is going to help you to pay for the that service as well as this service. And I think having your business on that first page of Google, I mean, that's the most important thing. If you were like a physical location where people came to you, location, 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 that's the three most important things. Although you don't have a physical location and you go to the customer, you still have to be where they're looking. And that location is the first page of Google. So you're definitely going to be benefiting from this service. Now, I think I have all the information that I need here. Your email address. Oh, I do have a physical address, and I don't think that I asked you before. That's the address that came off of the Angie's profile, the 208 Asher Springs Circle. Now, the business is service-based, right, meaning that you only go to the customer, no one comes to you. That's not really an address you want the public to know about, right?
Correct. That is my home address.
Gotcha.
So they just needed an address.
Right. That's exactly what I thought. And of course, Google knows that most service-based businesses are in fact run from the home, and Google doesn't want to list your physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code. And of course, with your up to 50 mile service area, 30, 40, 50 miles. Like I said, we don't draw a circle around you. We do target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If you want to change where your ads are running, if there are places even closer to you that you don't want to be found, you can tell us that too, and we'll just make those changes. Now,
we found everywhere.
Yeah, anywhere you want to be looking for, anywhere, anyone you want people looking for you to find you, anywhere you're willing to travel. Now, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will reach out to you. It takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but that's for us to kind of verify information off of your website, verify information that I have here, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. Of course, we'll talk to you in detail about your services and service area. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Now, the other thing I'm required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It actually attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you're getting the six-week first month, that we're doing the friends and family rate, the $249, no setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, process the $249, and schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds good. Quick question first. So basically,
sure.
Would y'all be doing pretty much all of our SEO? Is that pretty much
correct? Yeah, search engine optimization. A lot of that is off-page optimization. Like I said, you've already got the website. I like the look of it. I think potential customers will like the look of it as well. And, of course, it is Google compliant also. But we'll do what's called off-page optimization, meaning that we will create all the different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, like your website that talks about your company, your services, your service area, and then links back to your website itself. Again, the Facebook ads are included as well. Siri on a smartphone, Apple Maps, etc. So it's really designed for anyone in your service area that's going online and not even knowing the name of your company, but typing in epoxy coating or epoxy floor coating or any of the keywords that they might type in. We're going to generate what's called a keyword list. It's from the keyword research that we do for the services that you provide in your area, and it's usually about 15 to 20 keywords, but it's not limited. You can always say, hey, can you add this one, or oh, I don't like that one, and then we can always update that at any point in time if your services change or anything like that. But we'll get that out to you when our client interview does that interview, where our client interview technician does that interview. We'll send it to you by email as well. But like I said, that voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Flawless Coat Epoxy LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Maxwell Ganey, and then 50% owner, co-owner, however you want to put it.
Gotcha. And then, Mr. Ganey, as the co-owner of Flawless Coat Epoxy LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Kind of a silly question, but you have to ask it. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Max, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of Angie. So, and of course, there's no direct conflict there. So anything new above and beyond that. So, now, there's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Max, that's fair enough, right?
Correct. And I did have Facebook ads and Google ads running, but I stopped them all.
You stopped that. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply with my supervisor letting me do the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 27th of May, in the very reduced officially friends and family rate of exactly $249.00. Max, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, with it being the friends and family rate, the six-week first month, this is month-to-month. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing starting on July 10th and recurring on the 10th of the month in the exact same reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, month to month, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And as I mentioned, you can pause it for any reason. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, pause the service seasonally. You can do that by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Ganey, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Max, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So we would owe you $249 today, and then we wouldn't owe you anything for the month of June, and then we would owe you $249 on the 10th of July.
Correct. And then future billing would be on the 10th of the month as well on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, cool.
All right. And then for that initial investment, did you want to take care of that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Do it on a Visa. I need to run to my truck real quick. My wallet's in the truck.
No problem. On that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Any middle initial for you or just... Is it Max or Maxwell?
It's Maxwell. Holy crap, it's raining hard. Hold on.
Oh, boy. Goodness.
I'll sit in here. Ugh. All right. Let me double check, make sure it's one or the other or both. It says Maxwell J. Ganey, and then under that it says Flawless Coat Epoxy.
All right. You said J like John, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Max, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4741.
Mm-hmm.
6640.
Okay.
0567.
Yes, sir.
2778.
And then the expiration month and year?
0529.
05 of 2029, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
003.
So I've got 003. I've got May or 05 of 2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4741, 6640, 0567, 2778?
Correct.
And is that bill at the 208 Asher Springs Circle, 27526?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have your client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy or want to type it into your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I got my notes ready.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly what I do. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day. If they receive the email after hours or maybe very late in the day, they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Max, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. As I mentioned, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We can get you in at 2 o'clock. Other than that, it looks like there's a 4 o'clock available. It gets a little tight after that. I'd have to ask for special permission to squeeze one in. But would 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock today work out for you for that half-hour phone call?
So it's 1:30 right now. 4 o'clock would be best because I'm
4 o'clock.
About to. Yeah, I'm on the way to go do something right now.
Gotcha. Not a problem. So it'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. Call gets you right at her a couple minutes after 4. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to do just one more thing here to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, a security question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Flawless Coat Epoxy LLC, even if it's you, Max, and we recognize your voice, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. Even more important, if you get phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question as well as the answer, and if they can't give you that information right away, you shouldn't speak with them. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us. They wouldn't know that information, and you should politely exit that phone call. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It clearly states moving forward, it bills on July 10th at $249 and $249 every month after that on the 10th of the month. Never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll do the first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
S-A-E-S-S-E.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. Now I'll get you off the phone real quick here, but I did want to see if you received the email or the text message. Looks like you got a couple of them. One is the welcome email. That one's important, not just because it's got your client support information on there. Most of them do. You've already got it saved on your notes. It also has your username and password for your tracking system. You can't change your username. It's your phone number, area codes included. Just numbers, though. No dashes or spaces or parentheses. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's 919-272-3560. You can change your password, though. It's best online, all lowercase, no space. That, again, is in your welcome email. You can change that as often as you like. You also received an additional email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It does not need to be everything on this list, but anything you send our way will help. So photos of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, anything like a business card. If the business is licensed or insured, of course, there is no workplace. So, you know, where the vehicle is parked when you're not using it for work is usually good for that. Any of that information, and again, doesn't have to be everything, but it helps us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are an actual active business in the local area providing those services. Now, the one that I did want you to open up is the other one, though, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, it says, hello, Maxwell. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Just a little bit below that, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yes. So it says creation of new business profile. Does that mean you're going to get rid of the one I currently have and make a new one?
Yeah, that is, you know, some of these things have asterisks by them. You already have a Google business profile, so our job is to promote that existing one. Everything has to be by Google guidelines. We certainly would not want to create a duplicate. So we'll use the one that you already have. We will ask for managerial access to it. Of course, you maintain ownership, but we do want to have access to put on blog posts, attach all the additional directories directed to your website, etc.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, because I had accidentally, that's where I messed up, was I had actually, when I first started the company, I got super excited and made one, but put in, like, wrong information, and then when I deleted it and then tried to make an actual one, me and Google were fighting back and forth.
That that happens. Yeah, that happens all too frequently. So, yeah, I mean, we are, like I said, a Google Premier partner working with Google's back-end team all day long, 5 days a week. So if any of those snags come up for any reason, if you update something and for whatever reason it gets suspended, we'll be able to iron that out, talk to Google directly. Now, like I said, some of these things have asterisks by them, which means we may or may not be doing them. The Facebook ads we are doing, the Google pay-per-click ads, the AdWords, that's not included. That's part of the Platinum Premier package. Minimum requirement of $300 a month to do Google pay-per-click ads. Not something that we're doing here. We could do a website for you at no cost if your website's going to be offline for more than, say, a week or two. It only takes us about 7 to 10 days to put together a website for you. It would only serve as a placeholder until your website is back up and running again. I just wanted to mention that to you. That's included at no additional cost. Now, you'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. We want you to click all three boxes, one that you agree to let us send SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any time. Now, once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. I think you're on your smartphone. You may want to turn it sideways. In landscape mode, that whole bottom part pops up a little bit higher. It is going to be pretty much an exact match, case sensitive, Maxwell J. Gainey, no period after the J. But once you've got your name there, click on the confirm signature. That does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's the friends and family rate, month to month, no contract. It also allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So you know that you're successful in submitting that. When it asks you to log into your tracking system, it looks like you've done that. You do not need to log into your tracking system right now. Our tracking system thinks that our automated system thinks your tracking system is already active, and we have to do your client interview first. But you'll get by text and email, maybe the next day or so, official confirmation that your tracking system is active. You've got your username and login credentials in the welcome email. You can try it anytime, but you might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I'm going to send you now that client dash interview for that call later today. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. No problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, keep in mind the support email is the only email that you need. Our technician will give you photos at Local Splash. You can always email the photos team directly, but you can send anything and everything to that support email. We'll forward it out to the right department. Please, though, do include either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That makes it easy for us to access. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I do hope that I am available when our technician calls you at 4. But other than that, you have a great rest of the day. We'll be reaching back out to you in a few hours here.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you prefer Max, right? Not Maxwell?
Yeah, I go by Max.
You go by Max.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Of course, everything went out to Maxwell since that's how it does appear on the billing, but I've got it in the notes now that you go by Max.
All right. Cool. And I have one. So I will send, they'll basically, when they ask for photos and everything, they'll give me a place to send it.
Yeah, you could just email them to us, photos@localsplash.com or support@localsplash.com. Either one is fine. Once you have access to your client dashboard, you can upload those yourself if you wanted to, or you could just email them to us and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay, and I'll have access to that once I speak with everybody and then everything's
ready. Correct, yeah. Once we do your client interview, that gives us the information that we need to create the content that we need to track, and then it might still take a day or so after that before your tracking system is up and active. We want to get everything in place first so that it's tracking everything that we are creating. But you'll get by text and email official confirmation when your tracking system is up and active. It will be up and active at that point on. You'll have access to it 24/7. Near real-time reporting. Reports update several times throughout the day.
Okay. All right. Cool.
All right, Max. I appreciate you, Mr. Gainey. You take care. We'll be talking to you in that 4 o'clock hour.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you too, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.